broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
A great good day to you here in the clubhouse. It's June 13th, just a week before Father's Day. We've got all kinds of great things for you to pick up for Dad, including two rounds of golf. You could win later today on the show, two rounds of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. By the way, if you're coming into Honolulu, crossing the Ko'olau, the Pali is closed because of an accident in the townbound direction that's coming from Kailua to Honolulu. You could play around of golf today at Volcano. It's 55 degrees. There's a 9:36 and an 11:10. At the Royal Hawaiian Country Club, the Hawaiian girls are all going out and just have a really great day. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Wailea has an 11:30 on the gold course and Maui Nui a 9 o'clock and a 9:56. We're going to be talking with Ron Syrak, the senior writer for Golf Digest, author of the books Every Shot Must Have a Purpose, The Game Before the Game, and Play Your Best Golf Now, Vision 54. He's the PGA of America Lifetime Achievement in Journalism Award recipient and the Metropolitan Golf Writer Association's Lincoln Worden Golf Journalism Award recipient. Yes, indeed. Ron is at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. It is moving day, Saturday, and we'll be back to talk with him right after we thank the people who make this show possible.
The Golf Club, brought to you by Star Protection. For property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or business, for your concert or special event, like the Hyundai Tournament of Champions. Get the Star Team on your property. Star Protection is what you need in Hawaii and California. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing closed-circuit television surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Also by Creative Plumbing. Whether a building, shopping center, store, custom home, or townhouse, call Creative Plumbing, because it has to be done right. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes, hosted PGA of America Grand Slam of Golf for over 10 years. An outstanding golf course for golfers of all abilities. The Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
And welcome senior writer for Golf Digest, Ron Syrak. Ron, hey, good to have you on the show.
Well, thanks for having me back, Danielle. My pleasure.
Absolutely. Congratulations on this next award of Metropolitan Golf Writers. This is awesome. The Lincoln Worden Golf Journalism Award recipient. Who was Lincoln Worden?
He was a New York Times golf writer, and he was really the first person who had golf only as an exclusive beat, wrote for the Times in the 1960s.
Wow. Okay, well, I was reading what the Met Golf Writers Association said about your impact on golf journalism. More than just covering tournaments, Ron Syrak has always pushed to expand the scope of what it meant to cover golf. Among his countless bylines, a few stand out, including Payne Stewart's death in 1999, writing 2,200 words in 3 hours on the Golf World deadline. How many pages is that, just to give those of us who don't know necessarily what 2,200 words is?
Yeah, that'd be about six pages in there. Yeah,
six pages.
We found out, the magazine had to be out the door at 6 o'clock on Mondays to get to the printer. And we found out about 11:30 in the morning that a plane was flying pilotless across the sky and that Payne Stewart was on it. So we started working on the story then.
Wow. That was just being under that kind of pressure and the emotions you must have been feeling, not knowing what was going on in that plane. It was a terrible time for all of us who are following that. Well, let's talk about something a lot more uplifting, and that is all about inspiring women at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, the second major of 2015 with a $3.5 million purse. This used to be the LPGA Championship, but now with the support of the PGA of America, KPMG, how are the golfers, the women, reacting to this major?
Well, the main reaction from every player and every caddy I've spoken to is they got it right. You know, as Stacey Lewis said earlier in the week, you know, the demands coming in was we wanted a big course, we wanted a big purse, we wanted network TV on the weekends, and they hit a home run on all three. This is the second largest purse on the women's tour. This is a great, great golf course where they're playing, and they've just announced that it's going to another great golf course next year in Sahali Country Club near Seattle, where they've had a couple of PGA championships.
Wow. The PGA of America is making it possible to take the championship, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, to all the courses. Like the course you're at now has hosted 44 PGA Tour events. These are really, really. I'm not saying that the LPGA doesn't play on stellar event locations, but these are special.
Well, you know, look, Danielle, I felt for a long time that the main thing the LPGA needed to get to the next level was a partner with deep pockets who could get them on better venues, get them better purses, and get them better exposure. And in partnering with KPMG and the PGA of America and now NBC also, they really have hit a home run on all of that. I hope this is the beginning of an expanded relationship between the LPGA and the PGA of America. I think it's a really, really good fit, and it's an opportunity for the PGA of America to leverage the PGA Championship and the Ryder Cup, two very popular events, into greater exposure for the women's game.
Yeah, interesting thoughts there. And that's what it takes. You're pushing the envelope. I mean, women have been members of the PGA of America for decades. And to me, it was always odd that there was a PGA Championship for the men members, but there was never the equivalent for the women. And now there is. Now there is a PGA of America women's equivalent. And that makes me very excited. And I just feel really good, as I have over the past 5 years, about the PGA of America. They're really stepping up their game.
They really are. They really are taking their role in growing the game very seriously. And remember, too, the LPGA has a teaching and club pro division. And the next logical step would be to fold that into the PGA of America, you know, and to really upgrade both of those organizations that way.
Excellent. Now, what about the golf course, Westchester Country Club in Rye, New York, hosting 44 PGA Tour events? What is this course like? It looks tough, but television doesn't always tell the story.
Well, it's a classic Northeast golf course, and what we have here in the Northeast are elevation changes and trees, you know, and this is, you know, within this area, if you drew a 10-mile circle around this area, you're going to hit the Wingfoot and Quaker Ridge and a whole bunch of great golf courses. This is one of them. The greens are very treacherous. They're all cantered back to front, so you never, ever, ever want to be above the hole. This is a very difficult second-shot golf course, so you got to put your drive in the fairway. And the second shots are challenging to severely challenging greens, and you don't want to miss. And most of the approach shots are uphill. I'll tell you, the thing that I hear from the players, they totally love the golf course. They think the PGA of America and the LPGA working together have set it up very brilliantly, so it's challenging but fair. But mostly the players really love that they really feel like they're being treated this week the way the men are treated sort of every week, you know, courtesy cars and the food is terrific. And all those little bells and whistles that make it feel like a major championship are really here this week.
That's awesome. Now, I noticed that in the beginning, the first on Thursday, it was kind of the wind wasn't there. It was mild. The scores were low. Did they panic about having not set this course up tough enough for the quality of play the women have achieved at this time?
I don't think that they panicked, but I think that, you know, they were doing trial and error, and I think they had their first day set up out there and then let's see how this goes. And they saw that the players could handle it really well, and there was a lot of good scoring on there. And then they toughened it up just a wee bit yesterday. Even though the course played to a shorter yardage on the scorecard yesterday, you know, they put the pins in some more challenging locations, and the wind came up a little bit, and all of a sudden the golf course started to show its teeth. Mm. And we didn't really, you know, I think we started the day with 7 under par leading the tournament, and we ended the day with 8 under par leading the tournament. So and if you look at the leaderboard right now, it's produced a terrific, terrific leaderboard. Se-young Kim, who you remember, won the Lotte tournament in April. and Carly Webb, Indy Park, Brooke Henderson, Suzanne Patterson, Lexi Thompson, Stacey Lewis, Christy Kerr. It's a very, 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 very impressive week.
It's international. It's the perfect showing of the LPGA. I did have quickly when I was leaving, Golf Channel's Morning Drive, I think, had the superintendent on, and he said something about they didn't expect the women to be able to hit it as far as they are. And so they had to make some adjustments. And I thought that just shows the women are powerful, very powerful, and yet and accurate. Now, I've got to go to Lydia Ko, because she's missed the cut for the first time since she was 14. Is that possible?
She had made 53 consecutive LPGA cuts in a row going back to when she was 14 years old and an amateur. I wouldn't fret over this too much. I think she's just run out of gas. Everybody will tell you that once you start living the full life of a professional golfer, and this is really only her second year doing it, early into her second year, the traveling every week and the demands of corporate demands from sponsors and all that, you have to really learn how to be good and efficient with time management. And remember, she's an international player. Even though she's got a base in the United States now, she's from New Zealand. She makes that trip a couple of times a year. And I just think that the gas tank got to a point where it was on empty, and there's no swing issues in there. There's no injury issues in there. It's just a little bit of an exhaustion issue.
Oh, interesting, because, Brandel Chamblee is all about swing issues, and he was comparing her old swing to her swing now, and he's upset that she's making swing changes. He kind of likened it to, I felt like, Michelle Wee making her swing changes, being so natural as a 14, 15, 16-year-old, and then going through the changes. Can we get back to the leaderboard and talk about Inbee Park going for her three-peat at this event? Julie Engster, Laura Davies paired together at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. Ron Syrek is senior writer for Golf Digest. Can we take a quick break and get back after this?
Absolutely. I'll be here.
Thank you very much, Ron. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club. We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing! 841-2837. Your experts on call.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded. Property guard and patrol services. Loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911. Or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
Work the ball, play more break, be aggressive. Wow! 6 feet past the cup. What was I thinking? Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
And Poipu Bay Golf Course is giving away two rounds for Father's Day, just like they did for Mother's Day. And we'll be doing that coming up a little bit later. Also talking with the director of golf at Poipu, Craig Sasada. Right now, we're talking with Ron Syrak, senior writer for Golf Digest. And I'm looking at the leaderboard, Ron, and I'm thinking, okay, Seong Kim, she's a rookie. But she's already won twice.
Yep. She's, again, another one of those players who it feels to most American fans like she came out of nowhere, when in fact she's already won five times on the Korean LPGA. So she's battle-tested over there. popped on the scene, and boy, she certainly looks like the early contender to win Rookie of the Year this year with two wins already.
Yeah, now she's 8 under and tied for second. Kari Webb, up against these teenagers, and NB Park. I mean, won 3 majors 1 year. Was that 2 years ago?
Yeah, exactly. She won 3 in a row, and then she went for the 4 in a row at St. Andrews in the British and didn't get it done. But, you know, she has 5 majors in her career already. That's pretty impressive.
It is, and she's won, it's always weird to me. You know, it's supposed to be called the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. So when it was called the other thing, she's won this 2 times, so this would be her 3rd time, I think Annika Sorenstam has done this. Patty Berg, this would be quite a big deal.
Yeah, and I think for Indy, it will be 3 times on 3 different golf courses, which is even more impressive. Annika won it 3 times in a row on 2 different courses, but Indy does nothing impressive except she keeps her golf ball out of trouble, she keeps her composure, and she can putt. You know, she doesn't. You watch her, and you don't see anything special except that she gets the ball in the hole faster than anybody else does. And that's the name of the game.
I was looking at her swing, and it is so simple. It's such a. I thought, gosh, if I only had such a simple swing.
You know, I think when I look at her swing, I think of what Judy Rankin once said about Lorena Ochoa's swing, which is, you'd never teach that swing to anybody, but why would you want to change it? You know, and that's exactly it with her.
Yeah, exactly. I sure hope she just leaves it alone. You know, that's the one thing that I always find interesting. And Michelle Wee is the perfect example. Here she had this amazing swing. She was, the big Wheezy. and then she went and changed it, and she seems to be suffering so many injuries, including this bursitis in the hip. She had to narrow her stance to kind of favor that injury, that pain. I'm told she looks like she's in a lot of pain. Have you seen her?
Yeah, you know, she's playing with medical tape on her legs to try to ease the pain in there. And I agree with you, Danielle. I thought that she was swinging the golf club better in 2006. You know, and it's sort of the same way I feel about Tiger Woods, which is that he was one of the great field players I'd ever seen, just a great natural talent who got overly obsessed with being technical. And I sort of feel the same way with Michelle, that she was one of the great field players that I ever saw, and then sort of got into this rut of trying to get more and more technical.
And Ron Cyrak, the senior writer for Golf Digest, followed Tiger Woods for, gosh, do we want to say how many years?
Oh, 20. 20 would be.
Yeah, okay. See, so he knows from what he speaks. He was right inside the ropes. That was his beat, Tiger Woods.
Let's put it this way. When I first covered him, he weighed 145 pounds.
Wow. Wow. A skinny little thing, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
He generated enormous power with his hips, and then he became a huge guy.
Yeah. So, I wonder, you know, if we're built a certain way and we should just, you know, get in shape, but overdoing it, your body's born with certain strengths and it's equipped to take care of a certain amount of weight, and if you overtax those joints like his knees or the hips, you know, and it's interesting, Jack Nicklaus had such a terrible time with his hips for so many years, so much cortisone injections that he finally had to stop that. It's a tough game. You've got to be ready, and you've got to find a gentle swing. It can work. You don't have to Don't copy what they're doing on television. Now, how about Brooke Henderson? What a young lady.
Yeah, she's amazing, 17 years old. And right now she would be, if she were an LPGA member, and she's not, she'd be number 33 on the money list. And she's got a chance to avoid Pew School this year if she can finish top 40 on the money list. But she's running out. She's only got one more sponsor exemption left. But she's got this tournament, which is a big purse. She's got the U.S. Open, which she qualified for because she was finished tied for 10th last year. That's a big money tournament. She's got the Women's British Open, which if she gets a sponsor exemption there, it doesn't count as one of her six. So
oh,
she's going to have four more opportunities to get the money that she needs, but she doesn't have a lot of wiggle room. She was denied going to Q School last year because she's didn't meet the 18-year-old minimum age requirement, and she petitioned for an exception to it and was not granted it. And, you know, and I sort of agree with Commissioner Wan on that. She wasn't a slam dunk the way Lydia Ko or Lexi Thompson were. They had already won tournaments. So when they applied for an age exemption, it made sense that they'd be given one. And Mike denied Brooke an age exemption. The way she's playing now, if she has to go to Q School this year, she'll have no problem there getting her card.
I understand. And the thing about, just to let everybody know, when Mike Wan, you know, makes these decisions, he considers emotional development, you know, whether they've been able to handle the rigors of travel, the rigors of winning, the rigors of handling the media, all of the stuff that goes with winning and being on the road and doing all those things. And maybe at that point he wasn't sure that Brooke Henderson was equipped for that.
I think that Brooke has taken this all by surprise. I don't think anybody expected her to play as well this year as she played. Like I said, you know, she wasn't a slam dunk. She's going to be great the way Lexi and Lydia were out there, you know. Yes, right, he takes maturity into consideration. He takes financial security into consideration when he does it. But I just think it was a tough call for him. Look, Mike has been very, very adamant that he doesn't want to do anything, create any policies that make it look like the LPGA is encouraging kids to quit school and cut their education short and come out on tour. So he's pretty much said, I'll think about age exemptions if you won a tournament, you know, for instance,
yeah.
You know, as both Lexi and Lydia had, they'd won tournaments. So it was sort of harder for him to turn that down. But I don't think he wants to be in the business of handing out age exemptions to pretty much everybody who asks for them.
Yeah.
He looks like he made a wrong decision right now. But like I said, Brooke has caught everybody by surprise. I don't think anybody who covered her thought she was going to be this good this quickly.
Excellent. Yes. And I couldn't agree with him more. I mean, it's you want to make sure they finish school. You don't want them jumping into the tour because they're 14 and they're, you know, these 14-year-old soccer players that go to soccer camp.
I'll say this because I know Mike Wan can't say this, and I'm not meaning this to apply to anybody specifically, certainly not Brooke Henderson. But the other thing that Mike wants to be able to do here is protect players, kids, protect teenagers from parents who may be overly aggressive and overly pushy. You know, he wants to have that option of saying, you know, you can't get out of here till you're 35 if I feel it's not, or till you're 18 years old if I feel that's not your decision. And I know Mike would never say that because he doesn't want to be put in that position. But the fact is, that is something that's also in the back of his mind.
Excellent point. Julie Engster, Laura Davies, I mean, Kari Webb. Not as old as Julie Engster and Laurie Davies, but seeing Kari contending, tied for second at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, it's just, it's exciting. And to see Julie Engster and Laura Davies, how's Laura Davies, how's her game?
Well, you know, first off, this is what makes golf a special sport, to have a 17-year-old and a 55-year-old, you know,
yes.
both sort of like, you know, making it to the weekend of a major championship. And I don't know if you remember last year at Pinehurst number 2 in the Women's U.S. Open, Julie shot an amazing round on Saturday, you know, to like get into the mix and everything. And it was exciting to see. You know, Laura is still Laura. You know, she tees her ball up on a clump of turf. She still doesn't practice. and the really cool thing is this July at St. Andrews, she's going to go into the World Golf Hall of Fame. And that's some place that she absolutely deserves to be. She could have gotten into the Hall of Fame earlier, but she was insisting for a long time that she not be voted in, that she go in on the LPGA point system.
Excellent.
She's 2 points short of getting those 2 points. And at this age, it's not likely that she's going to get two more wins or a major to get in there. But, you know, when we talk about the expansion of the game, of the women's game as a global sport, Laura was really there in the beginning of that by expanding it to Europe. And then after her came Kari Webb expanding it to Australia, and then Siri Pak expanding it to Asia. But Laura is to be included in that group of players who really started to expand the boundaries of the game of golf. And she's remained throughout her career amazingly loyal to the Ladies European Tour. She still plays a full schedule over there as well as a full LPGA schedule.
She's a grande dame, you know. She's just amazing. And her interests, I think she's into cars, race cars.
I've seen her play soccer. I've seen her play tennis. And she is just a great athlete. She loves all sports. And, oh, maybe her favorite sport is a place called the casino. You
know? Yes. Well, you have to have stamina for that, indeed. On the final note, just because it's such a good, cool thing that KPMG does, they have always had these leadership summits for women. And now that's become a part of course, the KPMG Women's PGA Championship, to have this summit with Condoleezza Rice was the keynote speaker, just an amazing, bringing girls, young girls from a young age, and this is from what they said, a research study that KPMG did. Imagine a young girl, perhaps a daughter, a niece, the girl down the street. She's smart, she's ambitious, she believes in herself and her abilities, and from a young age, she has the desire to lead, to inspire others to greatness, to surpass expectations, to better the world. I see myself in this when I was 15, 16, yet as she grows up, two elements will affect her ability to lead, confidence and connections. And throughout her life, she either will receive what she needs to build these two key components of leadership, or she won't. And that's where KPMG is coming through with women breaking the glass ceiling, and that Stacey Lewis commercial with her launching a golf ball, didn't it break the glass ceiling? That was awesome.
Yeah, it's a terrific commercial. And look, if it wasn't for the Inspire Greatness Empowering Women Conference on the Wednesday before the tournament, KPMG would not have bought into doing this event. That really was the deal maker for them when the organizers came up with the idea about, hey, let's have this. You know, much like, and I think you've been to it, the Clinton Foundation,
yes.
Health Matters Summit run with that tournament in Palm Springs. This is like that, and it is a very, it's a significant event, and it's a great step forward. And again, it's another example of the positive ways you know, that golf contributes, unlike any other sport. I mean, the charity involvement of golf, but now to be able to use a golf tournament as an educational platform to further things like healthy living and like empowering women, that's just a terrific step forward for the game.
That's awesome. Maybe I'll see you in Seattle. It's close. Next year for the KPMG Women's PGA Championship at Sahaley, right?
I hope so.
Well, of course.
In this business, you never know.
That's, so. This is true. This is true. But that's where it's going to be.
Yep, that's where it's going to be. Whether I'm going to be there or not is a separate question. The tournament will be there.
Excellent. Ron Syrak, let's talk next week. You're going to go to, are you going to Chambers Bay?
Yeah, I fly out Monday morning to Chambers Bay, and that's going to be an interesting week. It's going to be, you're going to hear a lot of players who don't like that golf course.
I can't wait to hear from you about it.
Yeah. Yep.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me on, Daniel.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Ron Syrak, senior writer, Golf Digest. Scott Ashworth, director of golf, Challenge at Manele Bay Golf Course, Four Seasons Resorts. Now, this is the way you should go play a round of golf. You get on a ferry, and then you travel across it's short. And then you get off the ferry, and you're driven to the golf course. And then you have lunch, and then they take you back to the ferry, and you sail to your home or your resort where you're staying. And doesn't that sound like something you would do in Europe? Well, you can do that right here in Hawaii. And we'll talk with him about that right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay. Teed up the ball, feet grounded, taking a deep breath, rip it, and rip it. Did I do that? Oh, man. And now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back. Scott Ashworth, Director of Golf, Challenge at Manele. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Danielle. Good to be here.
Absolutely. I mean, I just, all of a sudden, when I was describing the idea of going from Maui to Lanai on a ferry to play a round of golf, it's just, why am I not there?
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Yes.
It's very unique. I mean, there's no doubt it's one of the more unique experiences you can have anywhere.
Yeah, well, Bob Bupka, Janice Self, Alex Maselli, they all take the ferry when they're at Kapalua for the Hyundai Tournament of Champions.
Right.
They all get on that ferry just so they can go play the challenge at Manele. So now people are probably going, "How? Why can't I just stay on Lanai?" Why don't we give a little background on that?
Well, we've got quite a project going on over here. I'm sure a lot of people have heard different things, but right now we just suspended occupancy, actually June 1st here at Manele Bay Hotel, for some pretty major renovations that involve a whole new pool project, renovating half the hotel rooms, the lobby. So it's a big project, and part of that, you know, being a relatively small island, you can imagine the amount of construction workers it's going to take. So what we're doing is we are using the lodge at Kauele for construction workers to house construction workers as well. So there's all the emphasis right now being put on finishing the hotel. So both hotels are closed right now for renovation.
All right. Now, there is a little itty-bitty hotel, I was told, by, I think it was Alex Maselli, or maybe it was Michael Patrick Shields. He was there as well, a friend of mine, a friend of the shows.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, there's the movie theater. Do you still have the movie theater that you can go, if there's four people, they'll show the movie?
We actually just, you know what, they did a huge renovation to our movie theater. It's got to be the nicest small movie theater on the face of the planet. It's unbelievable. The, you know, they redid the whole thing and it reopened a couple of months ago, and it's beautiful. Two theaters, shows, first-run movies. It's fantastic. Actually, they just showed the Jurassic Park or Jurassic World last night in 3D.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Well, I guess, you know, we don't have to wait for four people to show up.
No, you're okay now.
Okay, there is a little tiny hotel, though, there. And if you really wanted to spend a weekend and play a couple of rounds at the challenge at Manele, you could do that, but you're probably going to have to get in touch with this little place way in advance. Now, let's say you're on Maui and you really want, you have no idea how beautiful Lanai is. And you, I mean, this Jack Nicklaus designed 18-hole layout, the challenge at Manele, is built, when you see pictures, it's captivating. It's stark in places, right? That lava jutting into the ocean.
Yeah.
And three holes. Now, this scares, can I go around? Because you use the Pacific Ocean as a water hazard. Is there a way around?
Well, yeah, if you aim in the right direction, you can hit around it. But you said it perfect. It's visually stunning. I mean, I don't know any other golf course in the state of Hawaii where you have unbelievable panoramic views on every hole, And then, like you were mentioning, we have three really dramatic cliffside ocean holes that, you know, are as dramatic golf holes as you'll see anywhere in the world. And, hey, Danielle, before we get going, one thing I want to tell you is that we actually kind of rebranded and changed the names of the golf courses.
Oh.
A little less than a year. And you're almost right on it. We actually have kind of simplified it. We just call it Manelli Golf Course. And then, of course, eventually when we finish the golf course up top, it's just Coeli Golf Course. People would get it confused. Is it the challenge? Is it the experience?
Oh.
What is it? So, you know, Manelli has a strong name, a strong sense of place here. And so we've actually kind of rebranded. It's just Manelli Golf Course. We have a new logo, which is beautiful. So hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier for people to know.
Oh, do send me that logo so I can add
to
my website. Manelli Golf Course and Coeli Golf Course.
Yep.
Awesome. Okay, and now that, thank you. by the way, Golf Week ranks it number 2 in the state, Manelli Golf Course. That's why it's one of those, you've got to go play Manelli Golf Course. Can I ask you, what is the 5T concept? Is that like you have 5Ts?
Yeah, you know, and so it's playable for all levels. You know, we have a forward tee that doesn't have all the forced carries per se.
Ah, that's me.
And you know, with 5 sets of tees, you can pick a set of tees that's going to be best for your game. You can go all the way back to the championship tees, and it's as, you know, strong a golf course as you'll play anywhere. And so it's just, you know, 5 sets of tees makes it playable for all levels.
What's the carry if I play from the championship tee across the longest of the three holes that goes across the Pacific Ocean as a water hazard?
Well, we've kind of got two major, you know, holes that are kind of your scenic holes. 12 and 17 are signature golf holes. Both of them could be. So 12 is a par 3, but from the back tees, it's just over 200 yards, you know, all over ocean. 17, to me, is the bear. It's from the back tees, just to get to the fairway, and most of the time it's into the wind, you've got to carry it 225, 230, just to get it to the fairway. And it's not a very wide fairway. So that one is, from the back tees, is really a stunning, challenging golf hole.
Wow. That must be something that guys just love, and women, just love to go up against. You know, one of those moments when if you accomplish that, yes! You know,
it's really funny because you see a lot of our visitors that come here that may not be playing the back tees, but they'll go back and play the back tees on those two holes, even if they, you know, they're hitting it in the ocean. They just want to do it just because it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny to watch, actually.
That's wonderful. Okay. All right. So, of course, with no accommodations on island, most people are going to be on Maui. And from Maui, it's on the you could go straight from – where's the landing for the ferry?
Well, so they'll come over on Expeditions Ferry, and it departs out of Lahaina in the morning, kind of right down there near the Pioneer Inn right there.
Oh, right.
So the main – there's the way where we're going right now, too, with the two resorts, the two hotels suspended occupancy, we are open 5 days a week right now for golf. So we've kind of backed our hours off so we can at least stay open, but we're open Wednesday through Sunday. And the two main boats that people will catch out of Lahaina is either the 6:45 in the morning or the 9:15. And it's about a 45-minute ferry ride. I, you know, during whale season, I call it, it's like a whale-watching tour.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. But so they come over here. So they're either going to get here between 7:30 and 8 or between 10 and 10:30. People can play 18, have lunch at Views, which is our beautiful new renovated clubhouse restaurant. It's fantastic. And then what they'll do is they'll either catch, they'll either head back on the 2 o'clock ferry or the 4:30 p.m. ferry. And so gets them right back into Lahaina, you know, in time for dinner back, you know, on Maui.
I was just thinking, so you got to make sure you round them all up by the time that 4:30 leaves.
Yeah, you know, we're not exactly, yeah, we don't exactly, there is one last boat that goes back at 6:45. But just from us reducing our hours a little bit, you know, we're trying to kind of condense our hours just from an economic standpoint. You know, we're not going to do it. And that's part of the experience over here when you come to play golf on Lanai is, you know, there's not a lot of players over here. So you know, we have tee times, but it's very loose. You know, when you're ready to go out, you can hit balls. You know, we've got a beautiful practice facility, Pro V1 range balls. You know, they can warm up, practice when they're ready to go, go out. They're not going to be pushed. We don't have marshals pushing people around the golf course. So it's just, it's an amazing, beautiful experience. They want to stop and take pictures, that kind of thing. So, and then when they're done and they want to eat, then, you know, like you mentioned earlier, we do have our Four Seasons shuttle that will take people back down to the ferry. It's, you know, less than 5 minutes. So, you know, it's just a really relaxing, fun experience.
Sounds like it. I like how it's suspended occupancy. That's beautifully put. I would, I do, because when you say that other word that I used earlier, it sounds like it's, you know, not there anymore. So suspended occupancy means, you know, we're not occupying right now, but we will be. We've just suspended it. Yes.
Yeah, Lanai's been fighting this whole thing. You see in the news every once in a while where Lanai is closed. Lanai is not closed. We are open. You know, our local businesses in town are, you know, running and welcoming people. So we want people to come over for the day and experience Lanai in town, come play golf. But anytime, you know, and I catch myself occasionally, anytime you say the word closed, people go, oh, I can't go there, you know, or whatever the case is. So that is not the case. You know, we want people to come over and you know, visit Lanai City and come see us. Stay at Hotel Lanai, as you mentioned. You can go to hotellanai.com and see what's available there. And come visit us.
That's great, because it's true. It's what it, and people don't realize. They say it's just a flat island. No, it's not.
Oh no. It's, you know, for somebody who lives here, and you know, you're down here in Manali, it's 8.5 miles. You know, up into town, but almost 2,000 feet elevation. You know, I live up in town where most of us live, and you know, it's 10-15 degrees colder up in town. It's almost like two different. You know, you could be 2,000 miles apart. It's the change in the weather is unbelievable, or the climate. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, and that's why I can't wait for the lodge at Ko'ele to be open. Is it going to be the lodge at Ko'ele? Am I saying the
right
thing?
No. You're saying that's our resort. That's our 102-room resort at the Lodge at Ko'ele, and then, of course, the golf course, which is connected to it right there, was former the Experience at Ko'ele, would just be the Ko'ele golf course. And so, you know, you said, it is closed for future renovation, and, you know, we've got our fingers crossed that we'll get going sooner than later on that golf course. But to be honest with you, you know, with being an island like we are, you can only do so many projects at the same time. From just an infrastructure standpoint. So all of our attention and all of our focus right now is on finishing up the Manali Bay Hotel. And when we get that up and running, get guests, you know, staying here at the Manali Bay Hotel, then we'll kind of take the focus back up to Ko'ele. And, you know, we're excited to get that going as well.
Oh, me too. And I understand Jack Nicklaus is going to be doing a bit of a redesign on Ko'ele.
Yeah, he came out almost a year ago, which was great. You know, got to walk around with him. Walk around Ko'ele, and he certainly gave us his ideas and suggestions on some changes that we can make. And so, you know, that's still kind of in the works to see what we're going to do or not do up on that golf course. And so we'll see. But yeah, it was great to have Jack out here.
Yeah.
You know, hear his suggestion.
He's cool.
He's great,
isn't he? He's a grandpa. You know, he never goes away. He always feel like you know, you've got either dad or grandpa's there, you know, and he's just a real straight up guy. And that's what I really, really like about him. I want to come over.
You should.
And maybe we can do the show from there. That would be fun.
We could. I mean, it would be great. You could do it right here from the, you know, Manali Golf pro shop here, from the golf shop or from the Views restaurant, and that'd be beautiful.
Can we walk the course, or is it all cart only?
It's cart only. I mean, because it's built on a hillside, so you know, it kind of goes up, and there's a little bit of distance between some greens and tees. It's not a severe golf course when you're actually playing the golf holes. You know, there's not a ton of elevation other than, you know, maybe one or two holes. But just, I think, some of the distance between greens and tees would make it difficult to walk.
I got it. Yes. Absolutely fabulous talking with you, Scott Ashworth, Director of Golf. And here, Manali Golf Course. Manali Golf Course. All you have to do is go to Lahaina, and you find Expeditions, and you take a ferry. It's like having a 45-minute tour of the ocean, because everybody wants to sail a little bit in Hawaii. So you get to go on the ferry, to Lanai. Then you get to be on Lanai. You get to play this fabulous golf course, have this fabulous lunch at Views. And then they drive you back to the ferry and you have the evening ride. You'll watch, if you do the evening, like 4:30, it's a whole different experience. You know, it's wonderful. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, Danielle.
Okay. We're going to.
Take care.
You too. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about walking. Walking the golf course, which is why I asked Scott, because the next guest is Kelly Walker, BigMaxGolf.com, Big Max Golf CEO. It's all about walking. And they've got some pull carts. You can fold these up into little like a purse. I exaggerate, but almost. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home. You need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
In the security business, trust is earned over time. That's why Star Protection Agency has grown to be the largest locally owned security company in Hawaii. We've earned a reputation as a common sense, highly responsive, cutting-edge security provider. Our clients know that we're watching out for them. We know that our fast response is what makes us a star performer.
And we'd like to thank our clients for their trust over the past 20 years.
Trust your security to the Star. Star Protection Agency.
It's the Golf Club. Visit our website at www.radiogolfclub.com. You can hear previous archived shows. Just hit the listen button and pick the show you want to hear. Email Danielle with your thoughts and requests. Contact us about advertising and check out our sponsor links. That's www.radiogolfclub.com. Now, back to Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club.
Now, the leaders are about to tee off at the KPMG Women's PGA Championship. Seon Kim is in the lead, 8-under, with Inbee Park and Kari Webb tied at 7-under. Brooke Henderson, the 17-year-old, this year's 17-year-old, is 6-under. And Lexi Thompson and Suzanne Peterson, 5-under. You know, we've had 17-year-olds make the news for so long. It's like, okay, where's the next 17-year-old? We're going to talk now with Kelly Walker. He's the CEO of Big Max Golf. It's an Austrian pull cart for, of course, walking. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thanks, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I love, you know, you've got pull carts. But then I looked in at BigMaxGolf.com, and you've got some nice cases, some nice bags, some nice traveling cases. I'm really impressed. First of all, let's start off with coming from Austria to the United States with your product.
Yeah, the company is, this will be our 21st year in business, but actually last year officially launched into the U.S. golf market. Actually, when you talk about, you know, push carts and pull carts, we're actually a push cart company, because all of our carts are either pushing. We do have some pull carts, but the majority of our product are based on pushing, so which makes it very easy to walk and push your clubs versus the old style where you actually used to pull them.
Thank you. Thank you for that. No, I, you know, I completely, you just educated me. Thank you.
So we're very excited to be into the U.S. market. We actually moved our headquarters. We started out in Los Angeles and recently have moved to Tacoma, Washington, which is really the heart of the Pacific Northwest, is really the heart of push cart country. A lot of our major competitors are based up here, and we're very excited about our new corporate headquarters and close to where the U.S. Open is this year at Chambers Bay. We're only actually about 5 miles away, or it makes about, you know, a little over 10 minutes to our corporate headquarters.
Are you feeling the excitement?
We are. The whole city area is just hopping. We're just very excited about this. The economic part of bringing it to Tacoma is going to be a big impact to our area.
I bet. Kelly Walker, the CEO of Big Max Golf, push carts. And, of course, walking the course is really how you experience the health benefits of playing the game of golf. You know, after swinging, you know, you walk it out. And then it relaxes you. It's good for your cardiovascular system. It's just good for you. When you think about how many the girls today are walking, I guess, around 7 miles for the whole week, it's amazing how much walking there is involved on the golf course, as Michelle Wee was talking about it. But the health benefits, you're not walking 7 miles when you play a round of golf, but the health benefits of doing that, that's what it's really all about. And there's some golf courses like Mililani Golf Course on Oahu, some of the golf courses, I think Princeville, the Mackay course has a walking section of their golf course. Speaking of Mililani, there is the Mililani Golf Club Golf and Food Expo today. And they've got the Adams, Callaway, Cobra, Nike, Ping, Scotty Cameron, and TaylorMade golf clinics, ball fitting from Titleist, sales samples from FootJoy, Oakley sunglasses, Hydro Flasks, and their fundraising for Mililani Junior Golf. That's all going on today. Kelly Walker, Big Max Golf, you should be there showing off, because these are beautiful push trolleys.
Yes, it's we're the, you know, the number one push cart brand in Europe. So we have over 40% market share and pretty much dominate in the European market where everybody walks. When they think walking and push carts in Europe, they think Big Max Golf. We're hoping that that'll be, you know, seeing the technologies that we're bringing from Europe to the United States. We're hoping that we become one of the, you know, dominant brands over here in the U.S. Also, talking about, you know, our carts, one of the ones that we launched is winning all the awards in Europe, and actually finished second last year at the PGA Show for best new product is the Big Max Blade. It's the only push cart in the world that folds down less than 5 inches thick and only weighs 4 pounds. So we're really excited about that. We're actually launching the new Blade Plus this year, which actually helps fold a little quicker. But we have a whole range of in many different price ranges also.
So, in other words, I was right when I said it almost comes down to the size of my purse.
It is. I mean, it's the only push cart that you can literally fit behind your seat. If you say you were driving a sports car, you can put the cart behind your seat. There's no other cart like it in the world.
It's called the Big Max Blade. It has succeeded in bringing to the market the most spectacular trolley in terms of design and functionability. Does it have, I see little wires because I'm at bigmaxgolf.com, mm-hmm. Does it have some electrical system?
No, it actually doesn't. It's just very simple. Yeah, bigmaxgolf.com is our global site, and then Big Max USA is the U.S. site. We don't quite have everything launched here in the U.S. that we do globally, but you can go to everything, bigmaxusa.com, where you'll find everything available in the U.S.
bigmaxusa.com, going now.
And then Big Max Golf is our global site, which you can see everything that we do and will eventually be coming to the United States golf market, all the way from like you said, we're one of the leaders in waterproof golf bags, really big over in Europe now, and also one of the top leaders in the electric trolleys also.
I was going to ask you about the electric trolleys. I've heard of some of them that have like a remote control and you can make them follow you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's...
Yeah, we'll be having those coming probably not till probably 2017.
Excellent.
The earliest for us, but we will be launching everything you see on bigmaxgolf.com, which is our global site, will eventually be here in the U.S. market.
This is wonderful. Now, I was reading because, you know, the BigMaxUSA.com, when I was reading throughout all of your literature, and one of the things about European countries, the they just have, they take seriously service. And we take serious service seriously is how I translated. Wir schreiben Service groß, which is we write service large. There's a 5-year guarantee.
5-year guarantee on all of our push carts, whether it be our opening price point here in the U.S. at $179 all the way up to the Blade, which is our Ferrari, at $299. All have 5-year warranties. We stand behind our product. We've done this for years and years and years in Europe, and we just feel like when someone purchases something, they want to know that they're purchasing a quality product.
And you standing behind it like that, absolutely quality product. I have to go back to the Blade, your Ferrari. What is the price?
The price is $299. Like I said, it's just a super easy cart to break down. Few steps, and you can be like I can open and close the thing in 5 seconds. So it's really quick. Once you learn the process, it's just basically you just lift it, fold, and lock. It's very, very simple.
Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say a lot of people, and we talk about quality, and a lot of people don't realize actually Big Macs actually invented the first 3-wheel push carts back in the year 2000. So then you see other companies saw it over in Europe and brought it over here. But we were actually, Thomas Ryder, our founder, actually invented the first 3-wheel push cart. We launched the brand in 94, and he invented the first 3-wheel push cart in 2000.
Ah, yes. What do they say about copying is the highest form of flattery?
Yes. now we're coming over to compete with all those people that have looked and seen our products over the years.
Excellent. And do you have that waterproof bag for sale in the United States yet?
We do. We launched a few and sampling just to see how things would go this last year. So there are some places around the country that do have some of our bags. We'll be officially launching the whole lineup of golf bags in will be spring of
2016. But I can purchase online, right? I don't have to look for this. I can buy online and
you can buy online. Go to BigMacsUSA.com, and you can purchase any of the products that we carry here in the United States.
Excellent. It's really nice. Now, one of the things about Chambers Bay is you have to have a push cart because they don't have golf carts. You can't ride Chambers Bay.
Exactly, yeah, and you'll see, we were talking earlier about, the girls walking, and you go on to the college, out on the college ranks, many, many players, both men and women, are going to push carts. The last year at the men's NCAA championship, Stanford, their whole team was pushing clubs. That's one of the things we're going to be focusing on this year with our compact size, working with college coaches around the country to bring Big Macs out into the college world. So we're very excited about that. We're very excited about the growth and launch of Big Macs into the U.S.
I got to ask you a question about the Tacoma area. Why is that the place where push carts, the whole industry, has decided to focus? It's kind of like Carlsbad is where all the golf equipment companies have their places, or many of them, in that area. And you're in Tacoma, and you've got all the competition, and you've all moved up there. Why?
Yeah, well, so we've got competitors in based in Portland. We've got competitors based in Montana, and then of course us, we're the only Washington push car company in Tacoma. Everywhere you go, very few places will you go where you can't walk. Whether it be country clubs, resorts, abandoned dunes, all of these places. Everywhere you go, you can walk. Whether you go to certain parts of the country, and there's very few places you can walk. It's just the opposite in the Pacific Northwest. and people who love to play golf also love to walk and get the exercise. And we're very big in promoting the walking game in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, tell us why that's good for us. I mean, a lot of people, you know, Bob Hope walked 2 miles a day. That was just, he just did that because he wanted to be healthy.
Well, it's funny. If you were playing a sport, and you and I told you, you're new at this sport, and I told you you had to walk and carry a 20, 30-pound pack on your back the whole time. During the round, most people would have never played the game and go, are you crazy? Walking and carrying this, I have to do that during, but you do have an option of walking and pushing your clubs and not have to put that pressure and stress on your body throughout the round. I don't think if that was approached these days, I don't think anybody would carry their clubs.
No.
Because it's just a concept, but it's, you know, you still got the old school people out there. Oh, I can carry my clubs, and, you know. But if you think about it, why would you want to do that? Why would you want to put the stress? That's why you've seen all the college players going away from it, because they want to get away. You know, it's away from that, and pushing their clubs, putting the stress on their body, and just making them able to play better golf.
Yeah, and it's and for folks who are not college level, who are in carts. By the way, it's better on your body not to get in and out of a seated position and sitting down, then going and being athletic and swinging the club and then going to sit down and drive to. That's not really good for you, by the way.
Oh, exactly. It's just really getting back to how the game should be played. You know, walking, and I think, you know, up here in the Pacific Northwest, very traditional in that phase of the game, and you'll see it. You know, whether it be, you know, you go in the Midwest, you see all these clubs with caddies and different things, and walking. It's just the best way to play golf.
Have you played Chambers Bay yet?
Oh yes, I played it I was one of the first players to play when it first opened
in 2007.
Really matured. Yeah, it just really matured into a fabulous facility. I think it's going to be very, very challenging. For the players out there this week, I'm very excited to be out there and watching the event. Also,
I think it's going to be very challenging as well. I was there. I walked it. Just walking the course is challenging.
It is.
The elevation changes and the heat from both the ground and from just the elements, you know, the sky, the sun, it still has that quarryness to it, even though it's absolutely beautiful. And you could just stand on a hole and just soak it in. It's amazing.
Yeah, you'll see views of Puget Sound from every single hole, which is absolutely amazing. It's going to be very challenging for the players. Back when we had they hosted the U.S. Amateur. It's a different golf course from back then. I think you're going to see the grass has grown up. It's more mature, and it's going to be an amazing challenge. Earlier, you said you were talking about the KPMG. I just heard on the Golf Channel this morning that the KPMG Women's PGA Championship is coming to Sahali in Seattle.
Yes, it is.
Next year, yeah.
Yes. I want to be there. It'll be my chance to be at a PGA, LPGA major event. That would be fabulous. We have the Lotte. We've had the SBS. You know, we've had lots of really great events, including one when Annika Sorenstam, Takafuji Classic, went up against Kari Webb, who is now leading. You know, she's one of the leaders, tied for second. It's really exciting. Kelly Walker, I want to get one of your push trolleys. I want to walk more, and this is the way to do it. BigMaxGolf.com. Big Max Golf. It is the cart for walking, a push cart.
Yes, and BigMaxUSA.com.
Let me put that in here real quick. BigMaxUSA.com. Okay.
Yep, that's where everyone can purchase products here in the U.S. And if you want to see our what we do globally, go to BigMax. But and then check out what we're doing here in the U.S. at BigMacsUSA.com.
Great. And, you know, if you see something you like on the global site, you can always get in touch with them at BigMacsUSA.com and say, hey, bring that over. We want that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Demand. Kelly Walker is the CEO of Big Macs Golf, and you can go to BigMacsUSA.com to see all of the great things that they have for walking the golf course. Thanks for being on the show, Kelly.
Thanks, Danielle.
Aloha. We're going to come back and talk with Craig Sasada. He's the director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, and we are giving away 2 rounds of golf to Poipu Bay Golf Course. This is for Father's Day. So you just have to be the 9th caller, okay, when I tell you the number. 2 rounds of golf, Father's Day, from Poipu Bay Golf Course and Craig Sasada right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
It was our office manager's birthday, and she loves golf. So we decided to get together for golf at Poipu Bay, and we invited a bunch of our customers. It turned into a party. The clubhouse restaurant made a fabulous lunch. The customers had a great time and met the people they give orders to. They were golf buddies long before the 19th hole. Golf at Poipu Bay. Family, friends, business, and fun at Poipu Bay Golf Course on Kauai's South Shore. Spectacular. Call 742-8711 and book your tee time, get together, or event at Poipu Bay. That's 742-8711. Poipu Bay Golf Course, Kauai's South Shore Gem.
I've never had an eagle.
Heck, I've never had a birdie.
I would not recognize Jesper Parnovic.
I've never played a round of golf.
But I support the first tee.
It's teaching my daughter important values.
It gets them off the couch.
He's more patient, focused.
Self-confident.
He's just a happier kid.
At the First Tee, we teach kids important values they can take with them from the golf course to their communities and to the rest of their lives.
I didn't know a little golf ball could make such a big difference.
Visit thefirsttee.org to learn more.
Yeah, yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Welcome back. It's a fabulous day. At last report, you want to check. They were turning around traffic on the Pali Highway, Honolulu-bound direction, because of an accident. And since I've been talking for the last hour or so, I haven't been able to check to see whether they've reopened it or not. So this is just something for you to check out. If you're coming into Honolulu, you want to see if the Pali Honolulu-bound is open. They're turning you around down by Castle Junction, so you could just shoot over to the Like Like, or the H3, and make your way across if you want to play a round of golf. Of course, there's some tee times available, and we're going to go straight to Poipu Bay, where Craig Sasada is, of course, on the beautiful island of Kauai, where the... Now, this is wonderful. This is a wonderful woman. The Shao Wedding Party is playing today, as well as the Travel Managers. And may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And there's a whole bunch of cool things happening if you're looking for the perfect gift for dad. And what's cool about this is, see, anytime a woman goes shopping for somebody else, it's always nice to find something special for her, too. You know, and when it's on a special price, it's even better. Welcome to the show, Craig Sasada.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. I really like how, you know, like the shirt table that's 40% off is men's and women's.
Correct. And we're also running a Father's Day sale right now, so it's 30% off some other regular price items.
Ah, so in addition to the table, there's the Father's Day special?
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Oh, okay, everybody. And then there's, do you still have the 30% off the, like, FootJoy and Nike shoes?
We still do, and we also have some putters that will be 20% off.
Putters? What kind of putters?
We have some Ping and Odyssey putters.
Ping and Odyssey, 20% off. You guys,
correct.
This is a really, really good opportunity. I mean, this Yeah, you should go over to Poipu Bay Golf Course right now to the pro shop and go do your Father's Day shopping. Plus, there's, you know, the sale rack, and you get 25% off what's on the sale rack already. So there's the table for men's and women's shirts, 40% off. Then there's the 30% off the shoes. Then there's Father's Day specials going on in the pro shop. And putters, Ping and Odyssey, 20% off. Wow, you're feeling you're feeling very generous today. And we're giving away two rounds of golf, so you can take Dad. Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, Dad, I got a present for you. I'm taking you to play golf. Or you can give Dad two rounds so he can take whoever he wants. That would really be the present, right? The number to call is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. All you have to be is the ninth caller, and you win. I always enjoy talking with you, Craig, about, you know, golf in general. But I talked to the PGA of America about your special that you have, the Poipu Bay Golf Course, play three holes for $25?
Yeah, it's practice and play, $30 now.
Okay.
But, yeah, but what it does is, you know, it's in the afternoon, so, you know, you can do your thing in the morning, you know, go holo-holo wherever you need to do, and then when you come back to your hotel, you know, if you have the energy and you wanted to just get a little time in, a little practice in there, you know, you come and enjoy our practice and play. Again, it's $30. You come to the range. You get to practice, use our entire facility there, our pitching green, our putting green, our practice range. And then when you feel like you're ready, you go out and play our first three holes, which is a par 4, 5, and 3. So you get a whole mix of it.
That's such a great idea. And when I was talking to the president at the time, Ted Bishop, PGA of America, he was impressed. He thought more golf courses should do that. Because let's say you're getting off work, you know, and you're all tight and you're tense and you just want to go someplace before you go home. And it goes for men and women, you know, you get, and then you're able to just hit some balls, play three holes, you know, you just let everything go and go back home and everything's cool.
Yeah, what's good about that is, you know, you get to go to the range, you practice. But a lot of times, you know, on the range, you practice, you stripe it, everybody feels great. But when you go to the golf course, it's a little different. So what this does is you can go ahead and practice and then take it to the golf course and see if it works for those three holes.
Yeah,
and,
I like that.
And you can implement it anyway. So
tell us, what is the secret? Why is it that we do so well on the practice facility? And when we try to take that beautiful striping it down the middle to the golf course itself, things just seem to go awry?
Well, you know, a lot of it is mental, but on the practice range, you can always go get another. You can always hit another. You know, you hit it bad, no big deal. You stripe it, no big deal. You just keep going. But when you go to the golf course itself, you just got one shot. You can't go, hey, that don't count. So, you know, that's the difference. You always will usually revert back to whatever your muscle memory was. So that's what makes it very difficult to bring from the range to the golf course.
You're not thinking. You're just hitting balls. You have no pressure about it being the only one. You've got a bucket of them in front of you.
You can always get another.
Wow. That's so perfect, Craig. I mean, just think about that, you know, just when you're on the golf course, think, I could, you know, technically, since you're not probably playing by USGA rules, if you're just going to play with your friends and it's for entertainment and pleasure and, you know, you're not really, because there are times when we do that. I'm recreational players. We don't follow every rule. You just think about it like that. Oh, I could play another one if this doesn't work.
You know, yeah, a good way was to practice was, if you had time, no one's behind you, of course, was if you play two balls on every shot and take your best shot. And then what it does is it's actually what you could actually do. You know, that you know, probably your score that you could shoot. So you kind of want to, that's a good way to practice, you know, play two on every one. Obviously, if you think about on your first one at from 20 feet, you don't have to play the second one.
I get to celebrate.
No, you try to do that, and I learned that a long time ago, which was, I think it was a good drill. You know, if you had time, you know, play two balls and play the best one.
I like that.
Kind of helps you out.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Maybe, you know, but Tiger Woods, people always say when you stand watching him on the practice facility, he hits target every time. But when he goes on the on the golf course, he shoots an 85. He did come back with a 74. I guess part of it for him too is having to perform for everybody. He must be human. He must feel that pressure.
Yeah, that was man, I couldn't believe he shot that 85. Obviously that's not like Tiger. Again, even the best player in the world, you know, they do these things, and you can take it, you can have it on the range, but it's tough to take it on the course. So that goes for everyone.
It does. Watching him, it was really hard. It was probably one of the hardest things to watch, because everybody's melted down at some point on the golf course. And he couldn't just not do it anymore. He had to go all the way to the 18th hole, regardless of what it was. A lot of people would just quit. That's golf. You go all the way. And, boy, that was difficult. How about Michelle Wee? Have you been watching Michelle?
Well, I know she, you know, she's just still having a bit of, I guess, a hard time with her health. I guess she finished, what, 3 over right now?
Yeah, she just made the cut. And she's got bursitis in the hip and having a real, you know, just real hard time with injuries lately.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. The best thing might be is just to, you know, just take the time off and not play. I know for her, she's going to be defending shortly in the women's U.S. Open.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate, she being injured and having to do that right now.
Yeah, Brandel Chamblee is, he's on Golf Channel and on NBC sometimes, and he talks about the swing changes. Lydia Ko now has David Ledbetter, right? Michelle Wee went to Ledbetter a long time ago, and they started working, changing the swing. I sometimes wonder, I kind of agree with Brandel Chamblee about the simplicity of Michelle's swing when she was young and the simplicity of Lydia Ko's swing when she was 14, 15, 16 and winning, and now the changes. I don't really understand why changing.
For Lydia Ko, I have no idea why she's changing her swing. She's at her age and the way she's playing golf, why would you want to change your swing?
I don't understand, you know?
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, she's already number one in the world and obviously doing very well. Why mess with success?
Yeah, but did you understand why Michelle Wee changed?
You know, I couldn't tell you. She looks so mechanical now. It's unfortunate because obviously she has a wealth of talent. Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do. You know, when you're that good, you're just looking for that next half stroke or stroke better that, you know, you're trying to improve on all the time, and that's the hardest thing to get.
Wow. Well, I'm just, just watching how they're playing, and it's, you know, watching Michelle. Like you said, she's finished her third round. She shot a 75, and everybody says that she's just wincing in pain, and she can barely, hobble past people when she's off the course. She doesn't look as bad when she's playing as she does when you relax, sort of, the tension and the adrenaline's gone. And
the bad part to that is when you're in so much pain, if your left foot hurts and you start to compensate for that when you walk, it creates another problem sometimes.
Yeah.
If you do it for a while. And if she's in pain on, let's say, her hip, like you're saying, and she's trying to adjust to that in her swing, it can lead to other things, because you're going to be doing not your natural swing.
Yeah, well, she's narrowed her stance. She has bursitis in the left hip, and she's narrowed her stance so she can play through the pain.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's not like going out there and playing football where some guys, you know, where you get so called, you got to suck it up, I guess. But in golf, you know, for her, I think she could have maybe should have took the time off and then maybe wait to defend at her at the Open U.S. Open Championship. So it's hard to watch, like you say, you know, in pain and making these kind of swings.
Mm-hmm. You know, she has done so many good things, though. She's become the Junior League, the PGA of America Junior League Ambassador.
Right.
And I was wondering, the Junior League is where, for everybody who's, you know, maybe not, I know Craig Sasada, the director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, he knows about the Junior League, but you may not know, it's making golf a team sport. And she said when she was interviewed about it, she said, I never made her excited because it's lonely for children. And to make it a team sport was, it seemed like a fun idea. So we have teams on Oahu. I think I know Midpack has a team, and Mililani has a team. They're getting all of their uniforms ready. It's so cool. Do we have teams on Kauai?
Yes, my head professional Chad Dusenberry, he runs that here, and they've had a few matches already with Kauai Lagoon, Kukui'ula, and us here. So
that's cool. How did it?
Yeah, you know, it's two person team, and it's just like a scramble, so it makes it fun.
And the kids react to it in a fun way.
Oh, for sure. You know, you get to cheer on your teammate, and it's not as much as you mentioned. Not as much pressure. You know, they can hit one shot, and they cheer on their teammate, and then their turn to hit the next shot. So, you know, they get fun playing it.
I love it.
They play a scramble. I should say they play a scramble style, so they always taking the best shot.
Yeah, yeah. That, and they get to cheer on. It's not all very quiet.
No, but, you know, we got kids in there. We got some kids in there are 6 years old, so, yeah. You know, the golf bags are bigger than they are.
That is just wonderful, Craig. Craig Sasada is the director of golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course, where the home, the Grand Slam of golf was played for over 10 years at Poipu Bay Golf Course. I used to go over every year. I miss it so much in November. I used to go and I'd see Craig and we'd have a great, right now there's the Father's Day promotion at Poipu Bay Golf Course, and we are giving away rounds of golf, two, at Poipu Bay Golf Course. We're going to take a real quick break, come back, and wrap up with Craig Sasada all of the specials that are going on for Father's Day at Poipu Bay, and you'll get your last chance because we've got one more call, 808-296-5467. If you're the caller, you're the ninth caller, and we'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club.
We're busier than ever, and some things can just wait. Washing the car, painting the study, or cleaning the screens. Your plumbing can't wait. It doesn't matter if your restaurant's water line broke at 10 a.m. or your building's hot water heater blew up at midnight. Call Creative Plumbing at 841-2837 across Hawaii. Big business or high-rise, retail store, or home, you need your job done now, done right. Your 50-foot sewer pipe won't fix itself. That's Creative Plumbing!
841-2837.
Your experts on call.
Alert Alarm of Hawaii provides CCT surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across Hawaii. These systems can be monitored via the internet from anywhere in the world on your laptop or smartphone. We can also monitor your video systems for you from our 24-hour local 5-Diamond Alarm Monitoring Center. Call Alert Alarm at 528-6407 for a free security evaluation and estimate. Alert Alarm of Hawaii, your Kama'aina video surveillance company. Security solutions for your peace of mind.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
And we've got our ninth caller. Congratulations, Lisa Chalk of Waipahu. You have won two rounds of golf for Father's Day. Poipu Bay Golf Course. You don't have to play on Father's Day. You we'll send you the certificates and you can get over to Kauai and enjoy Poipu Bay Golf Course at your convenience. Craig Sasada is the director of golf. Thank you, Craig, for making that possible.
Oh, our pleasure. We hope to see him soon.
Yeah, it's just so exciting. You've got the travel managers. Are they all over your property checking everything out?
Yeah, it's not a very big group. I think it's about 8 or 10 players in there. So they're over from, I'm not exactly sure, I think Oahu, but they're out here playing right now.
Oh, good. I asked, you know, that may they hit the sweet spot every time, please. Golf gods. Make it a great day for them. So it's a great day at Poipu Bay because there's a Father's Day special right now on putters. 20% off Ping and Odyssey. That is such a huge discount. That is that makes it affordable. Kids, if and you know, moms and dad, if you want to buy yourself this, can we try it out when we come into the pro shop?
Mom, you can pick it up. We'll let you go to the practice putting green here if you need to.
Oh,
sure.
Or I was just thinking of rolling it on the, you know, on the carpet, and I didn't. You'll let them go outside even and test it. Hey,
yeah, we have a practice party right outside the golf shop. So
excellent. And then there's plus in the Father's Day special, there are specials throughout the pro shop on different items.
Yeah, it's we have 30% off all men's regular priced apparel, and also as you mentioned, we have our normal sales rack where some are 35-40% off the retail.
Excellent. And then there's a table that has men's and women's shirts that are 40% off. And now a woman, whenever she's shopping, if she, you know, shopping for somebody else and she finds, you know, it's always nice to find something for herself. Ooh, look what I found.
Yeah.
I think
that's
I got to take that home. And there's 30% off on shoes, too. And that's, I remember Nike and FootJoy. Am I leaving anybody out?
We have some Puma available, too, in both men's and ladies.
Excellent. And now, if you don't know what to get, you know, you're like, oh, I don't know what they want. There's gift cards. And the gift
card. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And the gift card is perfect because they can use the practice and play, or they can buy whatever they want. They can go back. But they want to get back there really quick to get that 20% off the Ping and Odyssey putters on sale right now at Poipu Bay. Did I leave anything out, Craig?
No, I think you covered it all.
Good. It's always a fun. Are you ready for Chambers Bay?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. I'm trying to see what kind of quirky things they may be doing here.
I know. I walked the course. And
oh, did you?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's going to be hard. I mean, they're going to be physically challenged, mentally challenged, and I don't know that we could predict who's going to come out on top because, you know, it's going to be, how are your biorhythms doing for that?
we look forward to next week.
Awesome. Craig Sasada, Director of Golf at Poipu Bay Golf Course. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
Aloha. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible. That is Alert Alarm of Hawaii, providing CCTV surveillance systems for both commercial and residential customers across the islands. These systems can be monitored anywhere in the world on your laptop or your smartphone. Alert Alarm of Hawaii is your Kama'aina video surveillance company. I always like the idea of checking on what the dogs are doing. Creative Plumbing, whether you're a building, a shopping center, a custom home, a townhouse, call Creative Plumbing because it's got to be done right. It's your plumbing. You don't want water all over the house. Creative Plumbing. Poipu Bay Golf Course, 18 championship holes and some outstanding Father's Day specials on right now. And the winner of today's two rounds at Poipu Bay for Father's Day is Lisa Chalk of Waipahu. We're going to give away two more rounds of golf, all part of the Poipu Bay Golf Course Father's Day Special. And we'll do that next week, because next weekend is Father's Day. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment for protection for your home or your business. See, what they do is they come to your property, they assess where your weaknesses, your vulnerabilities are on that property, and then they put in place the protection that you need for your home or your business, or if you're putting on a special event like a concert, they'll know where you need, special things. They were at the Hyundai Tournament of Champions when we drove in at 5:30 in the morning before it was light. Get the Star Team on your property at Star Protection. What you need in Hawaii, they are, of course, and California. You can always hear the shows. We are archived at RadioGolfClub.com. We're Stitcher, iTunes Podcast, TuneIn Radio. Find us on demand. My name is Danielle Tucker. Thank you for your mana, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2015.